And now from National Geographic Magazine, here's Sir David Attenborough versus animals.
In the far eastern reaches of Russia, the inhospitable climate and mountainous terrain makes it nearly impossible to survive. This is the Sakoti Alen, a mountain range home to many tough creatures who have adapted to the extremes, including the Siberian tiger, an animal placed firmly on the endangered list. I've always wanted to visit East Russia, so today, Sir David Attenborough will find these fearsome predators and rain death from above in his new Apache assault helicopter. I fly low to locate my prey, using my piloting skills from the war to expertly dodge treacherous outcroppings and crevasses. The Siberian tiger is thought to be the largest of the feline family. So it is no surprise when I find a pride of these large animals laying in the open on a hillside. Using today's latest technology and missile guidance, I land a dozen Hellfire missiles perfectly in the tiger's midst, obliterating half of their population immediately. First blood. These felines have stripes on their bodies, masking their numbers from potential prey. But my chain gun is not fooled, as it rips apart flesh and fur. I fly in for a closer look at the carnage, then realize my mistake. A single male can weigh up to 300 kilograms, or just shy of 700 pounds. So when six of these beasts leap onto my Apache, I know I'm in trouble. The helicopter shakes back and forth as one tiger, an adolescent male, claws his way onto the helicopter. I grab my Orion flare gun and shoot him in the nose, leaving a smoking crater where his face used to be, before jumping to the ground. I land onto Dorky Yani, the highest summit in the range, surrounded by seven adult females, looking for fresh meat. I pull out an English claymore sword given to me by my father and breathe to center my chi. Together, these tigers can tear down bears more than twice their size. But I was knighted by the queen, and English blood runs through my hot veins. They leap as one, aiming to knock my chin upwards for a more perfect bite at my throat. I jump 4 meters into the air, landing on the pile of tigers with a single downward thrust through fur and spine. It's a Siberian tiger kebab. A tigress with a scar over her left eye leaps at my back. This is Shaibo, whom I once dueled in the Tibetan plains over a piece of rotten meat. I duck under Shaibo's first lunge, swinging my sword to hit the clavicle of one of her compatriots. A Siberian tiger bite of 1,050 pounds per square inch lands on my right leg while another tiger pounces, pinning me to the ground. Shaibo saunters towards me, her haunches swaying with ease. My sword is out of reach, so I refocus my chi. As Shaibo breathes into my face, I plunge my fingers into her eyes and hold on as she pulls me out of the mess. Didn't see that coming. Outnumbered still, I throw off my North Face jacket and reveal 4 MK2 hand grenades, my last resort. The tigers, more used to hunting musk deer and wild boar than humans, hesitate at my movement. I use this momentary distraction to throw all 4 explosives at them, as if to play fetch. I duck at the last possible second, as the blast force throws all of us against the mountain. I'm losing consciousness. I come to sometime later, the wind biting me harder than any tiger could. There were fewer than 500 Siberian tigers left in the wild, but I count 30 dead around me. I laugh as I grab my claymore, looking at the beautiful view of the Sakoti Alen, and wondering if I will ever find a worthy foe.